This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Joining us now on the Schneider Orange Hotline, our good buddy Jim Polzin, the Wisconsin State Journal. Jim, how you doing, man?
Good. How you doing, Bill?
I am doing well. We've all circled that date on Saturday the 26th. I can't wait for it. I'm already building a fire in my house so I can sit back, relax, and watch it, because I desperately want to get over to the SHU and see it if I could. But now you got to get past Illinois. And how difficult is it right now? And Joe and I were talking about this earlier in the week. These guys seem to be focused one game at a time. Don't get ahead of yourself, but you got to be circling this game with Ohio State, right?
Yeah, I would think so. But, you know, I think it's probably more difficult for people like us and fans, too. I think this team is, you know, pretty focused. They've got this mantra, no switch, where, you know, they basically treat every opponent as this nameless, faceless team that, you know, it doesn't matter what color they're wearing or who they are or what they're ranked or what their record is. They seem to prepare the same each week. So I guess I can't see them looking past this game. I know it would be so easy to do. This has trap game written all over it. But you know, this team's pretty much said and done the right things from the get-go, and I don't see that changing, even though that Ohio State game is looming, and it's obviously going to be a huge test.
With four shutouts in the pantheon of greatness, where does this defense rank in your opinion?
Well, I mean, I think the jury's still out to some degree. I mean, they've done everything they have been asked to do. I mean, you can't be any more impressive than what they've done. And shutting out an opponent is extremely difficult, no matter who that opponent is. It's just it takes so much. It takes your offense not turning the ball over and putting you in bad spots. It takes, you know, no breakdowns on all play that goes, you know, 50 plus yards for a touchdown. It's really impressive that they've done this. The caveat, of course, is that, you know, have they played a really good offense? Have they played a really good quarterback? We're going to know that more after the Ohio State game. And I don't want to diminish what they've done, because, like I said, statistically and everything else, they've done everything you need to do to be considered a great defense. But I think it's a little bit premature to be, you know, saying where they rank among the all-time great defenses here, because I just think there's more tests on the schedule, and especially the one next week.
So how big of a test is it coming up this weekend against Illinois?
Well, I mean, it really, the favorite by 31 points, it really shouldn't be that much of a test. I mean, I sit there and say that, and you know, Illinois.
It's almost like you're telling the punchline of a joke.
It shouldn't be. Like, you look at everything Wisconsin's done, and we've said they've with the exception of the Northwestern game, the games have never been in doubt. They've been leading by double digits for the majority of games. They've gotten in front early. I mean, they've scored on their first drive five of six games, and the other game they scored on their second drive. So they've been in front and had the other team chasing them almost the entire season. And this shouldn't be any different on paper. It really shouldn't. Illinois, you know, played well in the third quarter and early fourth quarter last week to get back in that Michigan game and kind of put a scare into Michigan. So there's talent there. But I wonder how Illinois will stop Wisconsin's offense, especially the running game. And I just look at this Wisconsin defense and don't see any holes. I can't see them giving up more than 14, 17 points at the most. And on the flip side, I think Wisconsin will score. So I just don't see it being a close game.
Talking with Jim Polzin of the Wisconsin State Journal. So first of all, right now, is there anything to be concerned about with some of the injuries they've had? Because they really haven't been a real banged up team. You know what I mean?
No. A couple injuries here and there. I think the one thing, you never want to see guys injured. I think the one thing that's maybe come out of that, though, is that there's probably more depth across the board than I thought there might be at the beginning of the season. I mean, they lost Bryson Williams, the nose tackle, for a couple games, and up steps Keanu Benton, a true freshman from Janesville. So it just seems like that's happened. You know, Isaiah Green-May, outside linebacker, is kind of the guy who won the job coming into the season, and he goes down with an injury, and all of a sudden Noah Burks, who had lost the job, essentially, he's been stepped up and he's been really solid. So it just seems like that's happened all season, is that they've had guys missing at times, and yet there's always someone waiting to fill in, and has done a really good job. So I think the depth is probably way better than I expected it to be, you know, a month and a half ago.
Joe, sitting here, I had a question for you, and that is, who do you think has taken, on both sides of the football, some of the biggest leaps this year?
I think this is an easy one. Zach Bond, clearly the outside linebacker from, you know, a senior. I looked at this defense. One of my concerns going into the season was I looked at this defense and I didn't see who was going to be a star. I mean, how can a defense be good if there's no obvious first-team All-Big Ten candidates, right? And I just looked at this defense and didn't see one. And Zach Bond has been that guy. And I think Chris Orr to some degree too. But Bond's just every game has been a difference maker in a variety of ways, getting to the quarterback, you know, tackles for losses on running plays. And then last week he returns an interception for a touchdown. So he's been the one guy. I mean, there's a couple mid-season All-American lists that came out this week, and he was on it. So I think that's a testament to just kind of how much of a difference maker he's been through 6 weeks. So he'd be my easy vote. Runner-up, I think, would be Jack Cohn. I think he's been better than most people thought, probably myself included. I just think he's been, for the most part, except for that Northwestern game, he's been very, very efficient and has done what's been asked of him so far.
I think Jack Cohn, when you say his name, originally I thought game manager. He's been more than that. I still go back to that the game, was it Central Michigan or South Florida, one of the two, when it was fourth down in their own territory and they threw the football. That is a huge amount of trust that Paul Chryst had in him, and the fact that he must have taken this leap of confidence, this leap of ability, this leap of read, that you know, like you had been saying all along, that Jack Cohn's probably going to be the starter, and here's the reason why. I think Jack Cohn has played fabulous, far better than expected. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, I totally agree. Part of it, I think they put him in good positions. They've given him a lot of short passes to kind of help him get in a rhythm. And you know, Paul Chryst calls them layups, and you got to make your layups. And that hasn't always been the case in the past. And this year, Jack Cohn's doing that. So I think that's helped him develop a little bit of rhythm, a little bit of confidence. You know, last week they had a 4th-and-5 play, and he dropped back and just threw a dart to A.J. Taylor on a slant. And that's, again, that's just kind of proof that, like you said, Chryst trusts him. I think the teammates trust. I mean, the four linemen walked in after the game Saturday with Jackie Heisman T-shirts. I just think that shows, A, that they like the guy. In the locker room, I think he's been a big hit. And B, that they trust him. They like playing with him. And so I think he's done everything to win over his coaches, his teammates. And I think finally, I know there's a lot of Graham Mertz love out there. And, you know, and I think he's going to be a good player in time. But I think Jack Cohn has slowly but surely started to win over the fan base, too.
What does Jonathan Taylor have to do to vault himself to be in the top two, top three at the most when it comes to the Heisman Trophy race? Because I know he's still getting love, don't get me wrong, but as far as those individual statistics, people are looking for just like craziness. You know what I mean? And to have him right now at 838 yards, he's been fantastic. Does he have to get to like 1,500 yards in the season or close to 2,000 yards in the season, something crazy that's going to put him as a Heisman Trophy winner?
Yeah, probably more. I mean, I would say the yardage total has to be somewhere between 1,500 and 2,000. And I don't know that he's going to get to 2,000. It's not going to be like the last couple seasons. The yardage total is down a little bit, in part because Wisconsin's passing game is so good. They're so balanced now. They're not relying on Taylor so much, and they don't have to. But I think when you add up receiving yards and rushing yards, he's going to be, you know, plenty enough impressive for the voters. I think that touchdown total, he's got 18 at the halfway point of the season. I mean, that's a huge number. You know, if he can get up in the 30 range, I think that gets you on the radar. But frankly, it comes down to, where's Wisconsin at the end of the season? Are they 12-1 with a Big Ten championship on their resume? Does Taylor have a huge game against Ohio State or huge games against Ohio State if they meet again in the Big Ten title game? You know, I think that's I think that gets him in the conversation. If all those things are checked off, I think that's huge. And then, you know, frankly, it's what other guys do too. You know, Joe Burrow from LSU and Tua from Alabama are going to play each other at some point. Does one of them knock the other off? Does it become kind of a two-man race, three-man race? We'll see. But, you know, so far I think Taylor's done pretty much everything to at least keep himself in the conversation. A big game next week against Ohio State, and if they would somehow win that game, you know, I think that starts to open eyes a little bit more.
Jim, always good to talk to you, my friend. We'll talk to you. I guarantee we'll talk coming up to that Big Ten massive matchup with Ohio State. So we'll chat again maybe next week, okay?
All right, my pleasure.
All right, pal. Talk to you soon. There you go. Jim Polzino of the Wisconsin State Journal, Madison.com, joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They treat you fair. That's the way they've been getting it done for a long time. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com. That's 844-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com. Hey, my friends over at Robert Hack Diamonds, Greenfield and in Milwaukee, the corner of 76th and Layton in Greenfield, Port Washington and Greentree Road in Milwaukee. That's where they have the most cash for your gold. They got a lot of good specials going on right now, including diamonds and estate sales. Check it out over at Robert Hack Diamonds. Also, one of our new places, which is called the Social House. I got to be honest, the Social House, I mean, it's right there on Lisbon Road in Menominee Falls. Great for watching sporting events in a cozy atmosphere, but I've been driving past this place for years, and I finally stopped in and got talking to the owner, which, by the way, he's related to Gina Della from Pella. And which was fantastic. I had a great time there. But they have got a highly acclaimed cheese curd burger. Joe, this is right up your alley, man. It is a burger loaded with cheese curds. And it's rated on Milwaukee.com, rates it as one of the best burgers in the city. And get this, on Sundays, I'm not kidding, now take a listen. You buy a drink, you get free pancakes. Ow! You buy a drink, you get free pancakes. That's a Social House on Lisbon over there in Menominee Falls. And in addition to that, our good friends over at Usinger. You cannot start ordering those gift baskets for the holiday any sooner than right now. Start getting them, and don't forget, if you're going to have any kind of a tailgate party coming up, go to our friends at Usinger. Usinger.com. That is Usinger.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.